WRCL Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. The Milwaukee Brewers swept the Texas Rangers in their three-game series and have today off. Then Colin Ray starts the weekend series starting tomorrow night, and that will be a home opener against the Chicago Cubs. First pitch tomorrow night will be at 7:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at 6:35. He may need to eat a few dozen pancakes to put on some weight, but guard A.J. Johnson is now in the NBA. Johnson was available when the Bucks chose at number 23 in yesterday's NBA draft. The 6'4" front court player has a wide wingspan, but weighs only 167 pounds. He played last season in Australia. Johnson was a four-star prospect when he came out of high school in Southern California. He committed to play for the University of Texas, but decided to play last season for the Next Stars program in the NBL. His coaches tout his work ethic and athleticism. Zach Edey is taking his 7'4" frame to Memphis to start his NBA career. Edey is the former Purdue center who became the first player in more than 40 years to win the Associated Press's Men's College Basketball Player of the Year award in back-to-back seasons. He was taken by the Grizzlies with the 9th pick last night in the NBA draft, and so begins the process of seeing how his game translates to the next level. Edey will be one of the tallest players in the NBA this coming season. In 2023 through 24, only San Antonio's Rookie of the Year, Victor Wembanyama, and Houston's Boban Marjanovic, and Phoenix's Bol Bol were listed at 7'3" or taller. And round two of the NBA draft is currently underway today, and the Bucks had a number three pick in the second round, or the 33rd pick overall. Nate chose Tyler Smith, who is a guard from who's played for G League Ignite. He's a small forward. And two Marquette teammates are now teammates for the Portland Trailblazers, as they were both chosen by that team. With the fourth pick, or 34th overall, it was Tyler Kolek out of Marquette. He's a point guard. And the Portland Trailblazers, also picked Oso Iguodaro with the number 10 pick in the second round, the 40th pick overall, and Iguodaro was a power forward with Marquette. The Wisconsin football team has received a commitment from in-state punter and kicker Eric Schmidt. He reportedly chose the Badgers over offers from Notre Dame, Michigan, and Boston College. Schmidt is ranked the number 8 kicker and number 1 punter in the country. He is the 21st high school prospect to sign to play his college football in Madison. 10 of those players have committed in June alone. And an Instagram posting by former Packer wide receiver Randall Cobb's wife says they are lucky to be alive after a house fire. Ada Cobb says family members got out with no possessions but the clothes they were wearing. The fire was started by the charger connected to the family's Tesla in the garage. Cobb is still a free agent going into the 2024 NFL season. He was one of Green Bay's most popular players. WRCS Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCS Sports, I'm Tim Thede.